Simon & Schuster Audio presents Ghosts of the Shadow Market, Book 4, Learn About Loss, by Cassandra Clare and Kelly Link. Read by Ross Butler.
On the morning of October 23rd, 1936, the inhabitants of Chattanooga, Tennessee woke up to discover posters tacked up on the sides of buildings on every street. "For a limited time only," the posters declared. "Magic and music and most mysterious merchants bazaar. Pay only what you can afford and enter fairyland. See what you most desire. All welcome." Some men and women passed these posters, shaking their heads. It was the height of the Great Depression, and even if the president, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, was promising more work on projects like the tunnel and trails and campgrounds underway in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, jobs were scarce and times were hard, and most people didn't have money to spare on fripperies or fun. And who wanted to travel all the way up Lookout Mountain only to be turned away because what you could afford was nothing? Besides, no one ever gave you something for nothing. But plenty of the other Chattanoogans saw the posters and thought, maybe better times really were just around the corner. There was a new deal, and maybe there would be new fun too. And there was not a single child who caught sight of the posters and didn't yearn with their entire heart for what the posters promised. The 6th of October was a Friday. On Saturday, at least half of the city of Chattanooga lit out for the carnival. Some of them packed bedrolls or tarps to sleep under. If there was music and festivity, maybe they would stay longer than a day.